Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, that's rather nice. Sounds good.
Oh my.
Sort of. Yes.
Just until good. I started. Then it went crappy again.
Hmm. No, I like it.
Fantastic.
Good.
It's interesting hearing. I think I can. I hear a difference. I don't know what to think of it though. Yet. We'll see.
Possibly.
Yeah. Okay. So. Here we are, where it's mic check time, and Dan has suggested that our mic check topic will be, what is your favorite Christmas present
that you received?
That you have received of all time.
That you can recall, because I know that, you know, there might be that I was 4 or 5 and it blew my mind, but I don't remember, so.
Ah, yes. Always a possibility. But, you know, yeah, can't remember it, so it's kind of irrelevant.
Yeah.
Maybe, unless there's, like, photographic evidence or
yeah.
video evidence. Like that Nintendo 64 kid or something like that.
It's a Nintendo 64!
Yeah, I would, too.
I was pretty much that excited. Yeah.
I would still get that excited. Yeah.
I remember when I bought my own system
for a Nintendo 64
because I was responsible.
I was that excited when mine came in the mail when I ordered on eBay. Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Mine's still laying around here somewhere, but just haven't plugged it in because really, if I could, did they ever make wireless controllers?
Yeah, they were shitty.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I mean, I don't want to sit like this close to a TV to play.
Yeah, until 360 and PS3, the wireless controllers were always shitty.
Yeah.
In your case, the Nintendo 64 could be on the coffee table a little ways out because the cords were pretty long for like the power cord and yeah, and you could get an extension cord for the controllers too.
So. I know, but I've gotten used to the wireless and I'm spoiled now. And
yeah. Me too.
You're dealing with all sorts of wires. Stupid old technology.
I know. Look at this mess.
Yeah.
Every
wires
week.
Everywhere.
Bullshit.
Wires everywhere. But anyway, you got them zip tied though. At least that's.
Oh yeah, that's because nice. I got sick of picking them up individually.
Yeah.
It's pretty organized.
Yeah. That's how we do it. And when you're setting your beverage down,
don't go.
Yes, do it finessefully. Or you could set it down on the.
That's my new favorite word.
Yeah, it's a word.
It is now.
With finesse, I think. Would be more correct.
I assume that you could conjugate it in that way.
It's like funnier or more funny.
It just is interesting that there's alliteration within the phrase itself that makes it so interesting.
Right.
Finessefully.
Finessefully is not a word.
Finessefully.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
I'm going to look it up. We'll see.
No, I'm with Angie on this one.
It's like fun. It's more. It's funner or more fun. It's like that.
Well, technically, funner is a word. It just sounds like shit.
It's a stupid word.
Yeah.
Because I called somebody on that, and then they
proved you
called
wrong.
Me out. So
hmm.
I was wrong.
Oh. Okay. Well,
it's not a word.
Finesseful is a word.
Hmm. Yeah.
When I typed in finessefully, Google was a little bitch and said, showing results for finesseful. So I'm going to force it to search instead for finessefully, and we'll see.
So favorite and, Christmas present, right?
And again, it says, did you mean finesseful? So
no, damn it.
Damn it, Google.
Don't you tell me what I do and do not mean.
You're supposed to agree with me, Google.
I feel like Google should have
kind
of a three strikes method. No, seriously, I'm saying this. Just give up.
Dude, it's
stop
finesseful.
Telling me what to do.
So anyway, Angie,
yeah,
what's your favorite present of all time
that you've received that you can recall?
Yeah, I can't remember a lot.
Okay, we'll go with recent proximity.
Recently,
then.
My sister got me a panini press 2 Christmases ago, and we've been using it all the time. Make grilled cheese, and now my roommates, I didn't think it would be hot enough, but they've been using it like a George Foreman grill to cook burgers and things too.
I could see that.
Yeah, so it's been pretty handy. It's not very fun though or exciting.
No, I'm excited.
But oh, very, no, but functional useful. Counts.
Ooh. Sorry, update. Merriam-Webster Online, finessefully, right. Adverb, the performing of an action with finesse. So
this just in.
This just in. A word that still exists.
That's right.
I still refuse to acknowledge it.
Yeah. That's your mistake.
I don't think it's allowed to vote. I'm going to leave it at that.
Wellstead.
Nope.
What about you?
I refuse to acknowledge you for the rest of this podcast.
Dan, would you ask Matt what his favorite Christmas present of all time
Mommy,
was
Dan, that he can remember? Fighting.
You're tearing this family apart. I guess I've got two. One from each side of my family. On my dad's side, at one point, I must have been, I'm going to say 7 or 8. And he told me for, you know, at least a month ahead of time that he wasn't getting me Christmas presents this year. All I was getting was underpants and dental floss. Repeatedly. And so Christmas morning came, and I excitedly jumped out of bed and ran out into the living room to find one single present underneath the tree. Opening it up, I discovered underpants and dental floss. You son of a bitch. And he looked at me and waited for me to get just to the point of freaking out. And then he brought out the rest of my real presents. Had a good laugh at my expense.
Awesome.
Oh, man.
The other one that I can remember getting really excited about was my mom got me a room at one point. I came back to my grandma's house where we were living at the time. And I had been sleeping up in the attic. And Christmas morning, they brought me down and sent me into one of the other rooms, which they had completely redecorated with Jurassic Park wall borders. Oh, and a nice. Bunk bed, which was awesome. Aww. Despite the fact that I'm an only child.
Mm. Definitely rocked the bunk bed as the only male in my family. That was an interesting gift.
Does not matter.
Gift.
Even if you're one person, bunk beds always rock.
No, I had a bunk bed and we didn't need it at all.
Yeah, damn right.
Yeah?
The bottom was like a futon turned into a couch. It was great.
Mine was the crappy, just, you know, two beds made of wood.
Loser.
The futon on the bottom was key to being cool.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're already almost like at dorm level for that, but I was at camp level where I was.
You were camp. You were like dorm. Mm-hmm. And eventually you get bigger than a twin size bed. You get like, you know.
Yeah, once you get to the full size. Bed. Not a queen, but a full size.
Oh, full size.
Then you are.
Really moving up.
Now I'm a grown-up.
From normal punk bed to futon punk bed to full size.
Moving up in the world.
So make sure you keep the distance a little bit to a minute. Yeah, you can move it a little bit. There we go. Yeah.
Lean over like
so it's it's comfortable.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to MacGyver them to work better later, but now we're lazy because it's the holidays.
Yeah. We have next week off, too.
That's true. That is going to be nice.
And I'll be in another state.
And I'll be at the British Aero Awards.
Woohoo!
Wait, what?
The British Television Advertising Awards at the Walker.
Mm.
It's basically just all of the entries for this award ceremony that goes on in Britain. So it's all British products and stuff. But, you know, you'll see a couple of recognizable ones. Like Guinness always has a presence there.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple like cell phone carriers that are always in there. Like one of the big flash mob things.
Mm.
The one in a train station.
In Grand Central, that one?
No, in Europe.
Somewhere. Oh, okay.
Was that the Belgian one where they did
No, not Do Re Mi.
I was going to say that was a good one.
The Sound of Music one was
that
cool.
One was cool.
It was very good.
I like that one. Somebody over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big winner. Woohoo. Flash mob. But it's fun, and Emily and I went last year, and we enjoyed it. So,
when is it?
It's running all this month at the Walker, primarily on weekends, Thursday to Sunday kind of thing. $10 a ticket, $8 if you're a member of the Walker or somebody in your family is. And it's just an evening of fun, and they have beer right outside the theater that you can bring into the theater.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's kind of like a little mini pub, which is nice.
Cool.
Adam,
are there print ads around at the Walker too? Like
no, this is purely one exhibit in a theater.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well,
what was your favorite gift?
Definitely up there for me was I was in middle school and my grandparents bought me Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Yay!
Yeah. Yep. And
of course.
Do you know but on our drive here?
What?
I'm telling the story right now because this happened like 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, but can I tell why it was so special? Well, for one thing, it also came with the soundtrack and a T-shirt. And so,
T-shirt.
Yeah, we were at my grandma and grandpa's house when I got it, so I couldn't play it until I got home, and we were gonna be there for like another week.
Oh, that was the worst. So,
okay, well, that kind of makes up for the.
So that. I was, I had CD player with me, so I was listening, like a portable Sony Walkman CD player.
Those still like 2 inches tall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And would skip if you whacked it hard and stuff like that. So,
if I sneezed, mine would skip.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you look at it wrong.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would just listen to that soundtrack on repeat and go, "Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!" and look at the album art and and be the excited middle schooler that I was to play this game. And I just remember when I. And part of it was just because it was so unexpected. Like, my grandparents didn't know anything about video games. But they just went out and they got this game
your parents. Yeah, that's a nice help.
They found out about it and they like went out of their way to make my Christmas special and I'll never forget that.
Mm. And now for the story. I'm waiting. I was just waiting for the entire time.
Yeah. But then when
we're even listening to you.
Yeah.
When I did get home,
grandparents, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, when I did get home, I snuck downstairs and played until like 3 a.m,
nice.
Being all stealthy ninja-like. My parents didn't know I was awake, down in the basement, rocking the Zelda. But please tell your story.
No, it's a short story.
I was there.
The moral of the story was that we listened to Zelda music in the car on the way here.
Is that all right. You're going to say about
that
it?
Was, no, because you said you got the soundtrack.
Yeah.
And I was just going to say that. It wasn't a good story. That's all it was.
You made us wait for that?
Wow.
Man. I feel let down.
Yeah.
I know. So, okay. I tried to warn you.
I'm back to not acknowledging
I wish
you
had told that story more finessefully.
Bam.
Tying it all together.
Bring it back around.
But seriously, the recording that we listened to was a Zelda 25th anniversary special orchestral arrangement of
the whole story.
A bunch of different tunes from the Zelda games, and it's really well arranged and composed. So definitely look into it. Totally worth it if you're even just the slightest bit of a Zelda fan.
Which I am.
Most definitely. Mm. I know you are. Don't deny it. So, that's the mic check.
Yay.
Yay.
I am satisfied.
Yay.
Me too.
Do I have to talk like this?
You do.
Well, not that monotone. You can kind of, inflect a bit.
Okay.
No inflection whatsoever. Ah. Not allowed.
None. I'm going to talk like this the whole time.
That's good.
Forever.
You haven't introduced the show for a little while.
Okay. I can do that. So I'll do the intro, then I'll introduce both you guys, then you can start talking, and then we start the show halfway through. You were here for the new game, right? No.
No, I listened to it, though.
You listened to it, though, so you know that one.
To an extent.
And he explained it to me in the car.
Okay. Six degrees of Kevin Bacon, essentially.
It makes me kind of stressed out, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I'm sure you'll be fine.
You know more than you think you know.
Yeah. Because the way the game works, I mean, if you can name one person in a movie, that's enough to keep the ball rolling. Like Steve Buscemi.
But then do you have to say another movie that he's been in, or you say...
Don't worry, we'll get to that. Okay. We'll do like a practice run or something.
Yeah.
Okay. But okay, so ready?
Ready. Are the guests ready?
Ready.
Sure.
And remember to keep the... Yeah.
Make love to the ping pong paddle.
Oh, yeah.